Hey everybody, the SWP is brought to you by Jim K. Ford and All Insurance Ontario.
Trucks and minivans cost less to insure than small cars. You get a better deal on home insurance if you have good credit. The biggest insurance brokers are owned by insurance companies. I'm Josh. Make sure you choose a broker who has your best interest in mind. All Insurance Ontario is independent, family-owned, and has your back. Text me at 613-860-6008 to get on our team. All Insurance Ontario, your modern boutique broker.
Jim K. Ford Lincoln is turning 40, and to celebrate, they're giving you a gift. It's Truck Days, and to thank you for 40 years of support, Jim K. is offering up to $3,000 in factory order rebates. No matter what it is you have to do, make, move, or create, there's a Ford truck built for you. Come celebrate four decades of Jim K. by ordering your brand new Maverick, Ranger, or F-150 your way. Secure your order today. Get started at jimkford.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
The SWP with Steve Warren and Jim Jerome. Ottawa Sports Talk every weekday.
Welcome to the show. It is another edition of the SWP. Thank you very much for being here. We hope you enjoy our wee program. It's all about sports and whatever. My name is Steve Warren along with Jim Jerome. I'm in Ottawa. He's in Edmonton. And coming up today, we'll talk a little bit about the Sens ownership situation. What's going on with Alex Formanton? Is it time to sit Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers? And is Tiger Woods about to call it a day as a golfer? We'll talk about all of it here on the show today. Jimmy, what's going on with you today?
Steve, I forgot to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I turned 61 on the weekend.
Yeah, I saw you at some 100th birthday for some lady.
Well, I just happened across that. I went to a restaurant. My buddy took me out for dinner for my birthday, and I was, I was 61, took me out on the actual birthday. And then I looked across at the table, and there was a lady there who was 102.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the giant 102.
Yeah, that was the
styrofoam thing in front of her.
But I thought maybe she was dead, and they just sort of propped her up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty
rough.
I said,
well, that's a lie. If she's dead, you can't say she's 102.
No, she wasn't looking dead to me. She was very, very senior, granted.
Anyway.
You'll be there soon enough, mister.
Yeah. Well, I think when I turn the clock, another trip around the sun or what everyone says, 61, I always think of people like yourself who are friends of mine or kids, how old it must make you feel. Going, right. Oh my God, Jerome is what?
Yeah.
Anyway, and the other thing I did, Stevie,
before you get away from age, did I just suggest a second ago that your time will come, like you'll be 102 someday? Do we really think that's a possibility? Really? I listen to those lungs 250 days a year. Ain't happening, my friend.
Yeah. That's heartwarming. In my blurry days, Steve, I used to say, if 45's on the table, I'll be good. And then I got close to that. I thought, holy crap, we got to change that,
Sure.
If 60's on the table, that'll be just fine. Yikes, Stevie. Yikes.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, if 102 is on the table, I'll take it.
Right.
Anyway.
What's the best age? What's in terms of the decade of your life? Is it your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s? Leaving aside, all the sideline distractions, if you had a decade to do over, what would it be?
It's funny you say that, right? Because I'm doing these life stories, right? And that's often one of the questions to people, I think the happiest time, my greatest memories, when I was 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was 16, because I didn't work. We lived in Ottawa, but we went back to Sudbury in the summers. And so I was playing golf every day. I was competing as a junior golfer. I was playing good. I won a big tournament, Steve. I won the Northern Ontario Junior, and I'll always remember that. My dad watching me play in the final round.
Cool.
And I got my license.
Mm-hmm.
And I got plowed for the first time.
Those are good.
That's pretty strong.
Very strong. I mean, every decade has their strengths for sure. I think I'd go with my 40s, though.
Just you because didn't get I plowed till you were 40?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying when I look at everything, the 40s, my 40s were probably my favorite 10 years. Just the biggest thing is not caring anymore as much.
Right.
I always cared what people thought. Well, I mean, everybody when they're a teenager wants to be admired, and that's, you know, constant fitting in and all that stuff, fear of exclusion. I never liked that part of being a teenager, but it sort of stuck with me in that I still cared so much what people thought until I hit my 40s, and then just kind of plodding along in life, enjoying everything, and still really young too. That's a neat thing about being in your 40s. I felt fantastic and I still feel pretty good, but something about the 40s.
Really?
That I think if I'm to look back on things, it's just you feel like you figured things out. You're not running around with your hair on fire. You've got a little financial security, and I don't know. But still, I think young and fit and everything. So that would be my favorite, I'd say.
Yeah, not for me.
I understand.
I snorted so much cocaine, Steve, I'm sure my nose is made of gold.
Right. Yeah. dear.
Boy, this is a real breakout show here.
It really is. We're just we're going on a spiritual journey here.
Yeah, we are. Here's the other thing, Stevie.
I got another thing?
Yeah, I got another thing. Don't make the same mistake I did, and maybe you've done it, but don't do it because it doesn't work.
What's that?
I went for the early Christmas gift for one of my kids.
Oh.
Okay? Yeah, my middle guy, Jake, is a really, really good guitar player. Okay?
Okay.
He's been playing it for years, and well, he is. He's quite good. And as you know, I love music. And so I hit him up the other day with a new guitar.
Okay.
Okay, I found a buddy of mine helped me find one, and so I was all excited, and he came over for dinner. My kids come at least once a week to see Dad. Mm-hmm. And I gave him I set it all up, Steve. I had a buddy come over who plays the guitar that I wanted to hear him play, and he was the guy who found this guitar for me. And I said, "Bring it over, and then we'll get Jake playing with you, and then I'm going to hit him with the big, hey, Jake, do you like that guitar?" Right?
Nice.
And he's like, yeah, this thing's great. I gave it it's yours.
Boom.
Bah, 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 bah. Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an early Christmas gift. See, that never works. Okay. It never works because now I got three kids, as you know. So I do the big gift for each kid, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then a bunch of other small stuff. Okay.
Right. Right.
I love doing it. I do love Christmas. I like doing that. So I started that a while ago, you know, when they were old enough to appreciate the big gift.
Sure.
Okay, that they each get. So now Jake has been given his big gift.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but it won't work, Steve, Christmas morning, you know, when you go, okay, Sid, here's your big gift, and here's Wyatt, here's your big gift, and Jake will be like, well, no, remember? Remember?
No.
Remember back in the middle of November?
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to feel excluded on Christmas morning. What's better than that?
Yeah. So anyway, never give the early gift or it's an extra. Okay. It's an extra because you're going to have to go with the big gift again.
I think Kingsford, I think, is the brand name for the best coal. Like if you're making charcoal and stuff and you need to give them something, at least go with the high quality coal for Christmas.
Yeah.
Big old hunk of that.
Whole bag of it.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Just dump it on them. A couple of rotten potatoes and some coal.
That'll stain too. It's hard to get off. I want to talk about Ryan Reynolds and the Senators. So I'm seeing Bruce Garriott's story from yesterday. As groups try to recruit Ryan Reynolds, the sale of the Senators may be about to heat up. Like this story is starting to resemble the pursuit of Claude Giroux in free agency from the Sens. Mm-hmm. Like, groups are trying to recruit Ryan Reynolds. And I think we agree that having a guy like that as part of your ownership team would be good for any consortium, not sure which.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I do know about billionaires, they generally have a good, healthy ego. And I don't know if they would want anybody that wasn't them to be the quote-unquote face of the franchise. It's just sort of a pause for thought when I was reading that headline today. I wonder how many of these groups are truly interested in bringing on someone else to be the face of their franchise.
Yeah, it you know what? It's funny you say that, Stevie, because I'm thinking along the same lines, okay? So if you're a fan, okay, of the Sens, and this talk has been around, of course, ever since Eugene Melnyk died, about ownership for it. Are the girls going to keep it, the daughters? And the answer looks like no. And so the next step is, okay, we got to look for new ownership. So this was interesting, Steve, okay, the Ryan Reynolds story, and then it picked up some steam. But in the end, Steve, are you going, well, I'm waiting to buy my season's tickets to see if Ryan Reynolds is going to be the owner?
Right.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? I mean, I love Ryan Reynolds. He's a great actor and all that stuff. But in the end, I don't give a shit. Just get some new owners in here. I really, Steve, at this point, I'm like, okay, this isn't that big a story. You know, it's kind of a one-off, okay? Mm-hmm. Whoever the ownerships are going to be, whoever the ownership group is going to be, if it is going to be that. So it's like, okay, enough of the Ryan Reynolds thing. Yeah, okay, he's a partner. Okay, about 10% or 5% right. or all yeah. of it. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, the big thing is price tag. That's what, if I'm Anna and Olivia Melnyk, that's what I'm looking at. You're going to bring Ryan Reynolds to the table. I don't care.
Right.
Show me the money. That's all I care about, honestly. Right. And, you know, I find it kind of interesting, though, the whole notion that this is somehow maybe you're going to trip somebody up. You know, we got to get Ryan Reynolds or this isn't going to work.
Right.
Well,
right.
It's not like that at all. It's and I'm with you. It would be a nicety. It would be mm-hmm. cool. I think it'd be fun. He'd do a lot of interesting promotional things. It'd be fun to have the guy around.
Right.
But I just don't think that it's a huge factor in this concept. And honestly, again, price, that's all I care about. And it's all I mean, we've talked about head coach. Who's going to be the head coach of this team if DJ Smith gets fired? Maybe GM Pierre Dorion's going to get fired. Who will be the next owner? I don't care about any of these things. Just win. I don't care about those things. Mm-hmm. If you're not mm-hmm. doing the job to help them win, whether it's ownership, GM, or coach, then I want you gone, ideally.
Right.
I just
right.
want to win. I think that's what any fan wants at the end of the day.
Well, or not only that, but you want to have an ownership that secures your team being there forever.
Right.
Right. And you know, people might hear that and go, well, of course it's going to be. It's like, no. Don't, you know, be careful. Yeah. Right. It might be, but don't forget that, you know, as long as Gary Bettman's around, he's big on expansion. Maybe he's slowed down a little bit, but, you know, when teams expand, there are not always new teams. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm assuming Ottawa's in good shape, you know, financially. But if, you know, if Ryan Reynolds joins his team, my thing is, okay, good. Is it going to help keep the team here to make sure of that for sure? And is he helping the bottom line? Right. If you're a partner of his, it's like, okay, what are you going to do to help us? Right. We need your cash, I guess, some of it. But Ryan Reynolds doesn't make it all that much more important to me.
Right.
Whether I'm a Sens fan, you know, like if you looked at someone like Disney, Steve, or Amazon, or Apple, or whoever said, okay, we're gonna buy this team. There might be some advantage there for the fan, right? There might be, if you're a season ticket holder, you're gonna get, you know, money off. I don't know, Apple products. Disney would get in there and make this thing so interactive, right? It would be crazy, and it would keep Ottawa on the map, if not more, you know. But Ryan Reynolds, no.
Do you buy into the report that there are 20 different organizations, groups interested in buying the Ottawa Senators seriously, like legitimately serious? Or are you just like kicking the tires on it? Because that's the report that keeps coming out. There are 20 different ownership groups that are currently interested in the Sens. In my opinion, that may be one of those cases. I could be wrong. I don't know. What do I know? But it sure has all the earmarks of a scenario where the team floats something out there so that it'll be to their advantage in the bidding war process. But again, I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I do, why I think there'll be more people interested. I think it's because of gambling. that has come on, that owners are going to look at this thing a little differently, Steve, than in the past, where, okay, we buy a team and we got to go sell it. We got to sell boxes and corporate sponsorships and do all these deals, right? But with these gambling companies, Steve, coming on, you know, people are going to look at this going, okay, we get a piece of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a piece of what, though? How much is it? Oh, I don't know. It's about $1 zillion a week that people are betting on sports, you know, a kajillion in a long weekend. 14 cotflillion, Steve, during the
That's not really a monetary number, no.
Cotflillion, Steve, is a big number, okay? So
right.
I think that's changed the arena. I think it's changed the whole mesh of the thing, that business guys are going to look at this going, there is some huge cash to make now. When in the past, I think people were only buying it, Steve, because of the franchise fees that seem to accelerate at lightning speed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been the attraction, right? I had a friend, Stevie, who looked into buying the Pittsburgh Penguins years ago before any of this stuff of internet and interactive and streaming and before television and broadcast deals got bigger and bigger and bigger. And he said, you can't make money. Back then, he said, you know, if you want to make money in hockey, buy a junior team, was what he took away from it. He looked into it extensively. But I think that's changed. I think that's changed a lot. The purchase of the Denver Broncos is going to make a lot of the Elon Musks of the world and Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett's and all these really, you know, the Thompson family, they're going to look at this and go, there must be something to this. There must be something to this. And don't kid yourself, Steve. The rich like to get richer, you know. They're always looking for a deal. The Walmart family, right, got involved in the Broncos deal.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to the question, Steve, is I think there might be 40 or 50 people interested in it, not just 20.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It's definitely changed. There was a gate-driven league forever in the NHL. The TV dollars weren't, compared to the NFL, for example, or Major League Baseball, they weren't in the same vicinity. But the last TV deal that they signed, a 12-year contract, and it's worth $5 billion Canadian, is the largest media rights deal in NHL history. I think that will probably spike once again, and gambling will be all tied up in that. We see the amount of gambling ads that are now not just ads. They're not separate from the actual programming. They're part of it now. And you're going to pay a premium for that, no question about it. So I'll be keen to see what the next TV deal actually looks like. So let's take a time out in the program. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Tiger Woods, Aaron Rodgers, and oh my God, what a goal last night by Tage Thompson of the Buffalo Sabres. All that and more coming up after these words.
Everyone knows that to get the best price on home and auto insurance, you have to shop around. But who really wants to do that? With access to all kinds of insurance markets, not only can I get you the best price, but I'll also make sure that you get full value for your money. Call me, I'm Jared Gerard, All Insurance Ontario, your modern boutique broker.
Jim K. Ford Lincoln is turning 40, and to celebrate, they're giving you a gift. It's Truck Days, and to thank you for 40 years of support, Jim K. is offering up to $3,000 in factory order rebates. No matter what it is you have to do, make, move, or create, there's a Ford truck built for you. Come celebrate four decades of Jim K. by ordering your brand new Maverick, Ranger, or F-150 your way. Secure your order today. Get started at JimKFord.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
And are you looking to sell your home? Maybe you're in the market to buy a home that better suits you and your family. Maybe you're keen on an investment property. Whatever it is, the Glenn Walton Real Estate Team can help you out. Glenn helped me sell a home a couple of years ago and provided a great painter, a cleaner, and even brought in new ceiling lights, all to make sure the home was looking its best on picture day. And how about a $500 gift card to any store of your choosing as a closing gift to buyers who list with Glenn and his team? There's a nice holiday gift. Visit GlennWalton.com. Okay, so we'll start with this. Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people saying it's time for him to be sat down by the Green Bay Packers. And even though I'm a massive Packer fan, I could not agree more. This team right now is 4-8. They are going absolutely nowhere. Rodgers is banged up. He's had a tough year, no question about it, certainly by his standards. And somewhere along the way, now that you're into silly season, you have no chance of making the playoffs. You got to get a look at Jordan Love. He's a first rounder that you brought in a couple of years ago, and that ruffled feathers with Aaron Rodgers. But he's there. He's the heir apparent. So you've got to start giving him some actual reps, some actual game time to see what he can do. And what better time to do it than in live fire action when there's really nothing to play for anymore?
Well, I couldn't wait, Stevie, to send you that headline. Steve, you know, Steve, big Packer guy, you know, big Packer guy.
Yep.
I think there's karma there. I didn't like the way Aaron Rodgers sort of handled the whole big story of will Aaron Rodgers sign, you know, how long is he going to play? You know, after Tom Brady got traded when no one thought that is ever going to happen, he'd be a Patriot for life. I got to dislike Aaron Rodgers, the way he handled that whole thing. You know, for Aaron, you know, the third person thing for Aaron Rodgers, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, yada, yada, yada. I began to think that he thinks he's bigger than the game. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think he was very humble through that whole thing. So when I hear that today, I kind of go, oh, you got your comeuppance. Remember you were keeping everyone at bay, holding the freaking league hostage to hear if you're going to play so they could kind of market the games and all that stuff. So, I thought he was, I don't want to say out of bounds, but I just didn't like the way he handled it, Steve. And it's backfired, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's completely backfired on the guy. And I guess you're not the guy, Aaron, you were supposed to be here. He was almost talking like, Steve, if I stay, you know, we'll make the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right. I mean, there'll be no question at all that we will never not make the playoffs if I'm part of this team. So
part of the deal is that Rodgers got injured. He suffered injured ribs in the loss to the Eagles. And there's been no update on what he'll get up to for this weekend. That's what's sort of prompted this discussion, along with a 4-8 record. And yeah, he's got a good, healthy ego. There's no question about that. But I don't think we can be treating him like the freak that is Tom Brady.
Right.
Tom Brady's 45 years old. And he's the outlier, the only outlier. I don't care who else you're talking about. Just because Tom Brady is doing this once in a lifetime thing of being an elite quarterback into his mid 40s, even though he's doing that, you can't expect anybody, including Aaron Rodgers, to follow suit. And Aaron Rodgers right now is about to turn 39 next week. Mm-hmm. So you have to start looking at life after Aaron Rodgers. And maybe sooner rather than later. If Jordan Love is ready to go this year, you maybe try and get something for Aaron Rodgers, because you're probably going through at least a renovation, if not some kind of rebuild. So get Jordan Love in there. If it looks like he can be a decent starting quarterback and maybe someday a star quarterback, then you've got to kick the tires on that and find out if, you know, because if it's a rebuild now, trade Rodgers in the offseason. And get parts for your rebuild.
Yeah, you know, it's a team sport, football, right? I would have far rather heard Aaron Rodgers say, you know, if it's good for the team, I'm not sure. I'm getting old. You know, I don't know if I can keep up the pace, or, you know, he didn't, obviously he thinks he could, but I would have much rather heard a guy saying whatever's good for the Packers, you know, and time will tell. We're going to look at this thing over the next month or two. These two stories about Brady and Aaron Rodgers, you know, it became way too much about the individual, Steve. Way too much about the guy himself, and that neither one of them stepped up and said, if I can help that team, great. They maybe did, but in the end, it wasn't. You know, it was all about these two guys. You know, you bring it up on a day, Steve, when there's a headline that you brought up about Tiger Woods, right? Whether I'm going to play longer, right? Should he sit out now? Should he step aside? Should he back away? This thing's a little different because golf's an individual sport. Mm-hmm. But what, you know, I like Tiger. I like him more than those other stars, you know, first of all, because I'm a golf nut, but I think he's been pretty cool about it. along the way about trying to break Jack's record. I've never come away from those interviews when they do talk to him about those records saying, this guy's full of himself, you know? And yet I thought Aaron Rodgers really was. So that's what I thought of the whole thing. It's like, you're making this way too much about yourself, pal, when you're playing a team.
Right. We'll talk about Tiger here in a second to close out the show. But before we get away from the NFL, I wanted to mention Sean McVay, the LA Rams head coach, the reigning Super Bowl winning head coach. Yep. This was crazy. And I've often wondered about this because if you've ever watched a Rams game and watched Sean McVay on the sideline, I think he still might be the youngest guy among the NHL coaching fraternity. You see that he goes up and down. Like if we get a punt return for a touchdown, you know, McVay's liable to be running alongside him on the sideline, going up and down. Well, I think he may have to slow things down a little bit. His constant pacing, hard pacing on the sideline ended up being kind of costly in that he took one of the biggest, hardest hits I've ever seen a coach take on the sideline. And that includes guys running out of bounds. So you've got Sean McVay, you know, pacing the sideline really fast as he does. Well, a guy, Roger Carter, one of his own guys, is on the sidelines and he's about to get into the game. He's putting on his helmet, not watching where he's going, as McVay crosses right in front of him and he gets absolutely T-boned by the player, caught it right in the jaw, one of the hardest hits I've ever seen a coach take on a sideline. And the guy didn't stop. That was the funny thing. Carter just kept going into the game and was like, yeah, obviously hammered somebody, but I don't care that much. So it was very weird, I thought. You're muted there, Jim.
Oh, sorry, Stevie.
No worries.
Stevie, I don't know. I saw it. I've watched it a bunch of times. I think McVay takes it in the jaw with the guy's helmet.
It might have been the shoulder pad. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Shoulder pad would have been softer, Stevie. I think it's a hard helmet. And I might even think, Steve, the guy didn't know he even hit him. Right in the freaking chin, though. Holy, I'm surprised he didn't knock the guy out.
Yeah, no, he could take a punch because that's what it looked like. It looked like somebody just
snapped his head.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't get a concussion from him. Maybe he did. I don't think coaches have to go into the tent for concussion protocol very often, but it wouldn't surprise me if he ended up with a small one because that was a hard hit. But to close it out today, you mentioned Tiger Woods, and he was speaking yesterday as we get ready for, it's a tournament in Bahamas called the Hero World Challenge. And Tiger said he admitted that this year he had two additional surgeries that I guess nobody knew about it, and that the plantar fasciitis in the right foot will prevent him from playing this week, and it's related to his ongoing recovery from the injuries from that car crash in L.A., back in February of 2021. And this time last year, he was talking to reporters. It was 50-50 as to whether part of his right leg was going to have to be amputated, and obviously got past that. And so pulling out of this tournament benefits his charity, the Tiger Foundation. And he said, it's a tough decision because I just want to play. I like playing. I like competing. But unfortunately, I can hit the golf ball and I can hit whatever shot you want. I just cannot walk. So I've had a few setbacks during the year that I was able to somehow play through, but this one I can't. Only time can heal this one to stay off my feet and get a lot of treatment done. And it's like, I go back to it again. When I hear Tiger Woods saying that I can do anything I want over the golf ball, hit any kind of shot you want, but can't walk. Let the guy take a cart. He's Tiger Woods, people.
Right, right. I think here's what's going to happen, Stevie. Because Phil is trying to hang in there, right? And he's playing like shit, right? He was over at the LIV Tour. I think, Stevie, the senior tour starts at 50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think they should lower that to 40. First of all, I think the interest would grow. The senior tour has a big following.
Mm-hmm.
But, most guys, Stevie, finish in their late 30s. Right. And kind of in all sports, I think, right. That unless you're a lawn bowler or something, but, so that's when they seem to wind down. And so I think they should drop that to 40. Your Bernard Langers of the world won't like it, but he's won 7 coffee-fillion times, okay? Bernard. And, I mean, he's, you know, by the way, people don't understand the reason he's so good, Steve, with, because of his days with the Minnesota North Star.
Oh, Bernard Langer, it's back.
Yeah, they forget, right? I think that's what they should do. And why? Because Tiger's huge. He's absolutely giant amongst giants. It's rarefied air, right, where this guy plays. And I think that would be a really cool idea. If you want to join the senior tour, Steve, you don't have to if you want to play in the PGA. But the option is there. I think it would be a really cool thing. So the Phils of the world and Tigers and Steve Strickers and all these other guys. I think Steve Stricker's on there now, but there's a bunch of guys who would be able to continue playing. You know, because there's a big gap, Steve. Mm-hmm. You get a bunch of these PGA guys who can't compete anymore. They can't hit it as far, you know, so they got to sit around. Mike Weir, right, had to sit around for 10 years before he could join this tour, and he's flourishing at it. So,
yeah, it won't be that long. Tiger's going to be 47 next month, so he won't be that long before he's eligible for the senior tour. But I don't mind that idea. Don't hate mm-hmm. it. And I'm looking at Tiger Woods. I'm on his bio.
By the right way, you can now. Take a cart. That's the other reason I was telling you.
Yeah.
On the senior tour.
Right. And as we wrap up here, I was just on one of the biography sites of Tiger Woods. Do you know Tiger Woods' full name? Because to this very moment, I did not know his yes. middle name.
Yes.
You do. You know his full name. First name, second name, and final name.
Yeah, I want to say Eldridge.
No.
Eldridge. Elwood?
Close. You're very close. Eldrick. Eldrick. Rick. Gullard. Rick. Instead of Ridge, Rick. Eldrick.
Eldrick?
But I have no idea. I had no idea to this very moment what his middle name is.
Jack.
Arnie.
Because of Jack Nicklaus.
No.
Oh, you laugh. Mustafa.
Mustafa's a great guess.
Peter. Wait,
in Crazy
Kevin,
World.
Steve. Jim.
No. No, no, it's John. Not a name you've ever heard before. I almost guarantee you that.
Eldrick? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Taunt.
It's what?
Taunt.
Taint?
Not Taint. That's a very different thing.
Yeah.
It's Taunt. T-O-N-T.
Eldrick. That might be the stupidest name I've ever heard.
Yeah, did see?
I've heard a lot of stupid names in my life, like you know, I've never heard of that. Taunt.
Well, we're on the same page. We have the same middle name, you and I, my friend.
Your name's Leonard.
Yep.
Oh no way! I didn't know that.
Yep. Wow. My dad's name was Len. My dad was given the name John. He decided to go with Len.
I don't get it.
Of course, that's the obvious. That's the sure. definitive choice. Of course, right after.
I don't think so.
I want you to call me Taunt.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I can't believe you went right to Taint. Anyway, let's call it quits right there. I think we've done enough damage for one day, ladies and gentlemen. Our website, stevewproject.com. Anything you have questions about the show, you can find it there. We appreciate you being here, of course. We hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks, Jimmy.
It's getting edgy, Steve. The show's getting... We're back to kind of our Tigor days a little bit.
Maybe.
Plowing, Taint.
As long as we don't define it, I think we're fine.
Okay, don't say anything.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you.